Session 7 is entitled Expanding the World, and it really is because in this session we want to be holding a focus for other dimensions. Now, this all sounds quite unspecific, but in reality, people's spiritual and meditative and contemplative lives are important and significant for them. Whether they have any conscious approaches to them or whether they consider them directly in their lives. We obviously accept that our clients come to us in all sorts of states of awareness, of thought, of education, of learning. They are people who may be very aware and very specifically clear about themselves and their lives, and have some kind of understanding of practices and ways of looking at life that we could describe perhaps as spiritual or religious, or including meditation, contemplation, mindfulness, of course, which is very much a popular word at the moment. You can probably hear the hesitation in my voice because we know that a lot of these words are very primed. And so we know that to use, for instance, the word spiritual for some people is an extremely religious word. It is related directly to sort of the practice of religion. And to other people, it isn't felt or recognized as meaning that. So we want to keep a very, very open mind. But what we want to be doing in this session is really opening up a space in ourselves as coaches to welcome the dimensions of consciousness and awareness that do lean towards this spiritual, meditative, contemplative idea of human existence. Many, many people ask themselves philosophical questions, deep philosophical ideas, questions around why am I here? What does this mean? What is the purpose of this all here on planet Earth? What does it mean that I'm here? Does my life have a purpose, or is it just a random occurrence in this universe? I mean, there's lots of ways that people come at this. There is, though, some evidence that there is a link between these kinds of questions and the reaching for meaning that we've talked about earlier on in this program. That when people feel that their lives or their actions in their lives, what they put their attention on, has meaning, this often can give rise to a kind of spiritual context for them as well. So we want to be open to the idea that this is something that can be held inside the coaching relationship, that you as a coach are not going to judge whatever might arise in this context, notwithstanding your own personal preferences and beliefs, but your skill of self-management and your basic your compassion and your basic humanity as a human being and your willingness to serve will allow you to put aside your own personal preferences and be open to listening for and creating a space where your clients' experience of this type of human questioning can come forward, can come into the coaching relationship and into the session and be reflected on and examined by them with you. Now, how do we do this? How does this come about? There isn't really a one-size-fits-all approach, and it certainly is the case that going at it head-on is usually counterproductive. So what I mean by that is typically people will sort of think that to open up a spiritual conversation, they'll start asking people about You know, what was your faith when you grow up? Was your family religious, for instance, and so on? And they're really buying into this notion that this is a conversation about religion. It is not actually meant to be like that, and would encourage you not to come at it in that way. Religion may come into it as part of a wider conversation, but certainly it wouldn't be the place to start. What we would advise you to do is to make sure, as you are working with your client in the previous sessions, that you are listening for this these other dimensions, if you like, or this other dimension in what they're saying or what they're not saying, or the intuitive feeling that you have about them. You will probably have a sense through what they've said, and they will have said quite a lot to you by now, because if you've only done six sessions plus the initial meeting, you certainly will have spent some time together. So you should have a sense of one or two places to draw attention to that they might have mentioned in previous coaching sessions. And that can be as simple as sort of saying, you know, I remember when we met 3 weeks ago, you mentioned this thing, and I noticed that had a strong feeling for you, and so on. You know, it's about that process of just referring back and then allowing your client to sort of either pick that up or not. What we want to do is to make sure that we acknowledge the potential for so much of the language around this topic to be primed. And certainly we need to be watching out for where our client is getting triggered by some of the aspects of this conversation that can take place. Now, this topic is often extremely emotional for people, in the sense that when they start to allow themselves to think about these kinds of topics, they can experience either a lot of anxiety or fear, or indeed quite a lot of grief, quite a lot of emotions that might lead to some tears. It might also be something that is very moving in the sense of being somehow related to joy. So be prepared for this to not be a intellectual conversation about, you know, whether there is a God, or whether, you know, Buddha was right, or, you know, current discourse about, you know, one religion or one spiritual path versus another. This isn't really intended to be an examination of their, you know, intellectual thoughts on world religions. It's something quite different. And often, of course, what will happen is that when emotions arise, people will want to retreat a little bit into their intellect, into their heads, into their mind, as a way to try to manage the emotions. And that's absolutely fine. But from a coaching point of view, you want to hold the space for both, and really allow acknowledgement of the feelings to be a key focus of the coaching session. It can take some time for this to unfold, and certainly session seven really is just, like all the other sessions, really just a beginning on picking up more consciously this thread, as I describe it, and pulling it through the coaching relationship. And it's something that can be worked on and brought in and attached to other things as well. So important session this, because once your client gets a sense that you are comfortable to, you know, just allow these things to be normally included within the whole of your relationship with them, it allows them permission to explore that part of themselves, and indeed what it might have to offer them in their recovery journey.